So you talked about the Flora trial, which seems from what we can determine in terms of talking to investigators as well as docs in practice, has quickly kind of shifted into the first line setting. One of the questions though, that I hear from oncologists is what we know about the long-term outcomes. And, you know, a lot of them still have questions. Would the patient be better off going the old route of, you know, erlotinib, T790, et cetera? And I think there's some survival data that's now out there or going to be presented. But what do we know right now in terms of the long-term benefits of starting with osimertinib?
Great question. And I think it brings up a lot of questions in itself. So I think to your point about survival data, so Archer 1050 is a recent study comparing dacomitinib with first-generation inhibitors. And I bring that up because really that's the first study to show an overall survival benefit with use of an EGFR inhibitor compared to, you know, another EGFR inhibitor. And there, dacomitinib did improve overall survival. In terms of the Flora study, there was a strong trend towards improvement in overall survival. In fact, the p-value is 0.007, but because it was such a premature analysis with only 25% maturity, that wasn't deemed statistically significant. They had to actually achieve 0.0015 in order to achieve statistical significance at that point in the study. So I think it's an encouraging trend in the Flora study with osimertinib compared to the first generation inhibitors. And the hope is with further follow-up that there will be a significant improvement there.
What about this issue of the optimal TKI approach long-term?
I get that question a lot about the sequencing, you know, question, which is, I think what you're getting at, which is, should we start with something like, you know, a first-generation inhibitor or DACO, and then move on to osimertinib. And I think the problem with the sequencing approach is that several things. One is that only 50 to 60% of people who start with a first- or second-generation inhibitor actually develop T790M. And that's the population where, you know, osimertinib is approved. You know, T790M-positive patients, you know, failing first or second generation drugs. So that was the initial approval. So one point is that not everyone develops T790M. And then the second point is that in all of these studies of EGFR inhibitors, not everyone goes on to receive a subsequent therapy. You know, there is drop-off. And so as you start looking at both the number of people who get T790M and of those, not everyone's going to receive therapy. To me, those are the two problems with the sequencing approach. And so what we've seen work best in the targeted therapy landscape is start with your best drug first. You know, start with your most potent agent first. And there are also tolerability, you know, benefits to starting with osimertinib as well.